Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
2024 primary concludes. Unofficial results are in. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Elections Office have released the unofficial results of the 2024 primary election in Campbell County. For state senator, Senate District 24, incumbent Senator Troy McEwen defeated Phil Christofferson 1,602 votes to 1,191 votes. For state representative, House District 32, incumbent Representative Ken Clouston defeated George Dunlap with 1,062 votes to 706 votes. In the county commissioner races, the two top vote-getters were Jerry Means with 4,118 votes, current commissioner Bob Jordan with 3,073 votes. Challenger Larry Steiger came in at 2,613 votes, and Troy Castleberry came in with 2,365 votes. For Gillette City Council Ward 1, Darren Edmonds and Chris Smith have emerged victorious for the primary election for Ward 1 of the Gillette City Council. The two candidates will now face off in the general election this fall, with the winner set to become the newest representative of the ward. For the U.S. Senator race, Senator John Barrasso easily defeated his challenger John Holzer and Reed Rasner. John Barrasso came in with 4,654 votes. Reed Rasner was the second finisher with 1,852 votes. For United States Representative, Harriet Hageman easily handled Stephen Helling. She had 5,825 votes and 1,035 votes. Wyoming Freedom Caucus gains ground in primary as Speaker Summers faces major defeat. The Wyoming legislature is set for significant changes in its upcoming 68th session after the Republican primary saw that several longtime legislators lose their seats. According to Cowboy State Daily, the most notable loss was House Speaker Albert Summers, who was defeated by Laura Talifario Pearson in the race for Senate District 14. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus, a conservative group positioned further right than many incumbents, made substantial gains, potentially securing 11 more seats in the House if their candidates win in November. This could give the Freedom Caucus a majority in the House, although not enough to override gubernatorial vetoes. Other incumbents who lost include State Representative Dan Zawanitzer, Tom Walters, and Amber Oakley. The political landscape in the Senate remains largely unchanged, while within the House, there are calls for unity despite the divisions highlighted by the primary results. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.